Also, we've got a question here for you, Sani. This is from Rolly Manderbro, who says, if we discover a cure for MRSA by whatever means, won't we just end up with a bacterium that's resistant to whatever our cure is, and it's something worse?
Well, not really. Bacteria are quite clever, as we all know. But the issue is, provided we keep on developing new antibiotics, we'll be a step ahead of the organism. I don't believe we should just stay back and say, well, they're probably winning anyway, let's leave them.
Numbers of MRSA cases are going down, aren't they?
Now, yes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's partly because of intervention measures that have come in over the last few years. For instance, we're putting less in intravascular devices in nowadays. We're taking much more care when we're putting in plastic devices. At the first sign of an infection, these plastic devices are taken out. And it's probably the main reason why catheter-related bloodstream infections, particularly MRSA, has gone down.
So better scrutiny and better practices to get rid of them. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Sally and you. Right, well, that's it for this week. We've run out of time, so I have to say a very big thank you to Vanessa Sperandio, who you heard at the beginning of the programme, Joe Verin from Manchester Metropolitan, Jerry Peer from Harvard, and Sani Elia, who was just there answering that question. And, of course, to our wonderful production team, who are Tom Simpkins, Ben Valsler and Dave Ansell, and also Mira Synthalingam and Diana O'Carroll. Now, next week, very exciting, we're going to look at the age-old problem of why we look older and crumblier as we get older. So if you can join us, then please do, and send any questions about ageing to chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.